UW Superior Chancellor Renee Wachter got the call late on June 19th. Floodwaters were overwhelming campus pumps and electricity was out.
We started literally with flashlights to see where the most water was coming in. Already we knew in Old Main that we had a sewage backup of several inches, which led us to believe the worst. And sure enough, that was confirmed when we went over to the library, and it was like watching a river coming in through the utility door.
150,000 books in the library basement were floating. In another building, a Lake Superior Research Institute experiment was washed out. That was an $87,000 loss. Electrical and computer systems were damaged. In all, total losses are set at $23.5 million. 200-plus workers from private contractors and a catastrophic recovery team descended on the campus. Now Wachter says the campus is open, including the library, sans books.
Everything will be basically business as usual. All of the other buildings are completed in terms of reconstruction.
And if they're not, they're very close. I would have to say that all the buildings are at least 95% restored.
That's Facilities Management Director Tom Fennessy.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. That's why I say that when the students come back, a lot of them won't even know anything happened.
About $17 million is covered by insurance, with another $6.5 million uninsured. But with a federal disaster declaration last week, 75% of that will be reimbursed by FEMA. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.